Scott City off to a 7-1 start. They split a doubleheader yesterday with the Colby Eagles, and we will talk with a couple of the players here first. It's going to be Ruelas and a Ruelas. So we'll start off with the senior, Aaron. Aaron, how are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, off to a good start this year. You're kind of the everyday third baseman for Scott City. And how do you feel like the season's been so far?
Oh, we've had a great start. You know, our team, our energy, it's all been good, and we're all working together.
All right. And I know you dropped one game so far this year, but overall, you guys have been pretty consistent. And what's been so fun and about the start to the season?
Oh, everybody's just putting effort in, you know. Everyone's got good excitement. You know, we got same team as last year, so we're ready and excited to play with everybody again.
All right, and you've had a pretty good season over at third base as well, and also at the plate there. And what's maybe changed a little bit for your approach?
You know, just it's a new at bat every time. If I don't have a good one on the last one, just can't get down on myself and keep my head up and keep batting.
All right, and I kind of like how it is. You wear a number that's kind of next to your brother's. Does that help out the parents a little bit there?
Yeah, and then he bats right behind me as well. Yeah. So, you know, if I get on, it's always nice when he hits the ball and RBIs me in. So, yeah, it's always fun.
And then you got to play next to each other last night, you being at third and him at short for a little bit. That was kind of fun, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's fun over there just talking to him and messing with him, you know.
All right, yeah, he needs it.
Yeah, sometimes he's a little bit moody.
It happens. All right, but what would you like to see as you work through the rest of this season here?
Oh, you know, just keep my head up and keep working hard. You know, our team's going to be doing pretty good as the season progresses, so I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah, it's hard to believe you're almost at the midway point here. It's been a great start, Aaron, and thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up here throughout this season.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, the senior Aaron Ruelas, and now we'll talk with sophomore Eloy Ruelas here, joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Of course, second year up on the varsity there, and been kind of the everyday second baseman. How's that been for you?
It's good. Same position as last year, so I'm kind of already comfortable with, you know, at the level that I'm playing at. So, yeah, it's going good.
Yeah, and to move over a little bit to shortstop last night, and then you also pitched a little bit as well. What are some adjustments when you maybe shift a position like that to second to shortstop?
Well, I grew up playing shortstop all my life, so I was already comfortable with it. So, yeah, it felt good.
All right, and you've had a pretty good bat as well, and I tell you what, you do a pretty good brotherly deed quite a bit. You bring in your brother home, and do you hear about it when maybe you don't?
Yeah, sometimes I do, but then I know just like next at bat how to adjust, yeah, or what I got to do better to, you know, bring in that extra run.
What have you seen this year with it's a big senior class there? What have you learned from them here throughout the process?
They definitely motivate me with, you know, if I do a bad play, keep your head up and get the next one, or keep going, just don't keep your head down.
What's something you like to continue to work on?
Definitely improve my batting. I think I've already done a better job from last year. But, yeah, there's definitely adjustments that I've got to make every at-bat.
All right. Well, it's been a fun season. What's been your favorite game?
I think Lake in the second game. We did really good, actually, and I drove in quite a few runs, which felt nice. And then the excitement was just all there.
So do you think you're going to get one of those inside-the-park home runs when it's all said and done?
I just got to find the barrel first and then go on from there, I guess.
Well, maybe hit one out, too. All right. Well, you're off to a good start this year. Thanks again, Eloy, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, sophomore Eloy Ruelas joins us here from Scott City Ace Hardware as we talk with Coach David Dirks here. And splitting the doubleheader yesterday. And, Coach, I know it was a split in the doubleheader, but I feel like you guys were able to take away a lot of things from yesterday's doubleheader.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, as the season goes along, mm-hmm, you know, each at bat and each ground ball, you can go a whole game and not have a ball hit to you. And, you know, those accumulate, you know, a lot more than what we can have in practice and stuff like that. So, you know, having the opportunity to play and, you know, we're just playing two games a week. So, you know, it was good. Even in a loss, there's a lot we can learn from it. You know, in different aspects of the game, whether it's at the plate, you know, or, you know, just kind of our emotions and, you know, or, you know, some of the physical things, some of the mental things. But, you know, we played well, you know, in both games at mm-hmm. different times. We were behind in both games, and we were able to – we had multiple comebacks and or rallies and stuff like that. So that was good to see that, you know, we're able to make those comebacks. And, you know, we just quite didn't get it in second game on the comeback. Yeah. And but it gives us motivation that we know we can, and we're never out of it.
And, you know, I think you look at some of the errors, those are a lot of fixable mistakes. Is maybe part of it, they're just maybe thinking ahead instead of kind of slowing things down and having the ball kind of come to them?
It definitely could be. Mm-hmm. You know, and some of it's just going to, you know, repetitions and time and just kind of game experience and, you know, and just reading bounces and balls. And but, yeah, absolutely, we can prepare a little bit better and to eliminate those, but they're still going to happen. Yeah. We're still going to have errors, and the teams we play are going to have errors, and that's just part of the game. And it's more important how, you know, how we get out of that error. You know, how many can we hold them just to one base on an error? You know, if there was no one on, and okay, now there's a runner at first, and you know, then how we respond that next play or our next at bat, and individually and as a team, and you know, we've got some room to grow there, and sometimes, you know, You have to have those failures in order to grow.
And I thought pitching, for the most part, really did pretty good yesterday. Yes, Colby had some hits, but they're a very seasoned team here, probably the most seasoned team that they've had in quite a while. But I felt like, I mean, you guys were able to really control things for the most part.
Yeah, JP and Brady did a really good job. Lawson and Eloy in relief. You know, we were efficient across the board. You know, I thought our pitch counts were pretty close. JP was on track. You know, that first inning, pitch count got up just a little bit. But other than that, you know, in game one, you know, he was on track to probably finish six, you know, and stay under the 106. So that's a little bit ahead of where he's been, even in Lakin. I mean, we only played three innings, but we weren't probably on track to get a complete game in that one. You know, so even in, you know, are we on track first inning, second inning, and stayed on track? There's going to be times we have those big innings, and errors do lead to a few more pitch counts and stuff like that. But Brady was extremely efficient, pitched really well, was pitching low in the zone, was getting some, you know, he was getting the calls down there and kept hitting them down low in that zone, and a lot of ground balls. And, you know, a different day, those turned into a couple double plays, and, you know, we're out of some innings. They, you know, Colby had us in quite a few first and third situations. You know, and so we can make some adjustments there, but pitchers did well, and you know, and we're going to get better every day.
And you know, yesterday I think it was probably the first time, maybe a long time, that you've seen it, a knuckleball.
Yeah, that you know, we've got some guys that fiddle around with it in practice, and you know, don't be surprised if you see one coming out of one of the Scott City hands, you know, at some point this season. But that was actually, it was pretty good, tough. They had us, you know, pretty stalling there, and that thing was hardly even making it to the plate, but it was just enough to be for a called strike. And, you know, that's something I can't throw that in BP. So they're just going to have to learn that as they go.
It's just there's no spin on it, and that just probably throws people off more than anything else.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the velocity's down on it, and, you know, you're all amped up to hit something, you know, that everyone's trying to throw it by you. And, you know, we just got a little out in front of it.
Well, it's a good learning lesson as well, to see something different as well. And hopefully, yeah, you throw some others off on that later on this year as well. But a week off here before Cimarron comes to town next Tuesday. And a good start, Coach. 7-1, I think definitely you'd take that and run in heartbeat there. And just how well your team has been playing this year against some pretty good competition. And thanks as always, Coach, here. And enjoy the rest of your week here learning. And good luck to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.